Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, three stories that make you shake your head. We call it Don't Do This. Don't forget, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll have our Padres wrap-up, start talking about yesterday's game. I haven't really even gotten into yesterday's win at all, and there's a lot to discuss from last night, the ESPN Sunday night broadcast, the Manny Machado play between first and second base that had at least some people on social media once again questioning Manny Machado. I don't know why. That one was bizarre. If it was,
I see that once a week.
Yeah, if it was anyone else in baseball, I can't imagine there would have been any talk.
It's not.
All right, I will start with it. I don't know why we keep. I guess it's just too easy. Low hanging fruit. Jake Paul once again making.
Oh, Ben,
don't do this again.
This is for.
This time, he's under investigation in Puerto Rico. For messing with some turtles that were on some shores. I guess he was riding a motorized vehicle on a protected beach. And he was driving in between in turtle season. I guess it's illegal. And people were up in arms, like in Puerto Rico, especially environmentalists, animal activists, going, hey, there's a reason why you can't drive on the beaches. It's they're mating and they're breeding. You're going to run over these precious turtles and kill them. And he posted a video, and then he ended up deleting the video and kind of saying, I didn't know. I'm sorry. Didn't know what was happening there. But I guess this is just what happens when you're...
An idiot.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, go ahead.
Remember a lot of people when the Padres managerial spot was open, right? A lot of people clamoring for Joe Girardi. I was not one of those people. I wanted Ron Washington. That was my pick. But we got Jace Tingler. Couldn't be happier with the results. And I will gladly admit I was wrong. And you were wrong when you said, who the fudge is Jace Tingler? Right?
Who the fudge is Jace Tingler?
I did. He's our guy now. We love Jace Tingler. But Joe Girardi has gone on to manage the Phillies. And, man, it's just something that happens with Joe. And it happens sometimes, Benny, in the heat of battle. And Gene Segura made a pretty bad error the other day. I don't know what sparked this. I don't know what Joe Girardi said to Gene Segura. But it did not go well. Whenever you see a manager and one of his players fighting in the dugout and having the player having to be held back by other teammates from attacking the manager, that's not a good look. So, of course, Joe Girardi's got to go to the podium after the game. And, of course, the sports writers in Philly, you know, being the tough sports writers from Philly that they are, well, they had to ask him that question. We soft San Diego media never would have asked Jace Tingler, why did so-and-so try to attack you in the dugout? That's a joke. We all would. Everyone would ask that. But here was Girardi's response.
You can ask all you want. You got everything you're going to get about.
Uh-oh.
All right? I'm done with it.
Oh. Thank you.
Yeah.
Jim and Bob.
I know you're doing your job, but that's it.
Uh-oh.
Joe, conversation or confrontation?
Oh, boy.
Next question.
How about the optics of all this?
Next question.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it just from
Jimmy. I'm not going to talk about it, Jimmy. I'm not going to talk about it. Next question. You got a baseball question? Ask me a baseball question.
I mean, you can do that. You can do what? Who were the guys who pretended like they saw a raccoon or a rat in the dugout?
Oh yeah, Lindor and Jeff McNeil.
You can pretend it was something else. I mean, there's no perfect way to handle it when you're fighting with someone, you know, who's in your same uniform in your own dugout.
I don't understand why he wouldn't come out and say, look, these things happen. It's everyone's charged up. We're trying to win ball games. I got no problem with it. I mean, they asked him, too, is there going to be carryover from this? Next question. That when you answer that question with that answer, that leads to more of a problem. You can nip this thing in the bud. He does not like to nip things in the bud, Joe Girardi. And the next question, I'm not going to answer that question. That's a bad,
you can just
bad
say, hey,
look.
Yeah, oh no, we'll work it out. It'll be fine.
Yeah, hey, listen, you know, we're going to talk, and it's going to be fine. Don't worry about it.
We're all grown ups. Things happen in the course of the season,
men.
But we'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
I'm not going to talk about it, Jimmy. I'm not going to talk about it. Next question.
Oh boy.
You sound a little overly sensitive.
Oh boy.
All right, fine. This one to me is just horrible. Horrible. So, Jontarius Bryant was a defensive back out of Austin Peay University, drafted earlier this month, but received the opportunity of a lifetime. Got a phone call earlier this month, Atlanta area code, and it was defensive coordinator Dean Pease of the Falcons inviting Bryant to rookie minicamp, which was this weekend in Flowery Branch, Georgia. So Bryant shows up for rookie minicamp, and when he gets there, finds out we didn't call you that. That
you
wasn't me. That wasn't Dean Pease. He posted Jontarius Bryant posted on his Instagram account. I want to say thank you to everyone who's been in my corner while I've been pursuing my lifelong dream of playing in the NFL. Apparently, the opportunity of attending rookie minicamp with the Atlanta Falcons was not a legit opportunity. Someone contacted me from a 404 area code number pretending to be Dean Pease, the DC for the Atlanta Falcons. I did not realize it was not a legit opportunity until I traveled to the facility for rookie minicamp check-in on Wednesday, May 12th. It's most definitely one of the most embarrassing things that has ever happened to me, and a very humbling experience. Just want to apologize to everyone and the Atlanta Falcons organization for the mix-up. I honestly thought it was a legit opportunity.
Bro, that sucks
on my
so
end.
Bad. That sucks so hard.
It's not, I mean, I don't know if it was like a friend who was just pulling a prank. You're the worst person ever, though. That's just horrible.
His buddies are like,
oh,
you
my
really
God.
Went? I didn't think you were going to go.
And now it's a story on ESPN, and oh, my God.
I mean, someone's got to give him a shot. Someone's got to give him a legit invite.
That would be nice.
Somebody. I mean, some team. Give that
He
dude...
was first team All-Ohio Valley Conference defensive back his senior season.
Got he! That's so bad, Paulie. Oh, my God, man.
Oh, so we got a feel for Jontarius Bryant.
Poor guy.
Can you
dude.
Imagine
I
showing
can't.
Up?
Don't prank I mean, like, people like that. That is
like,
awful.
No, I mean, imagine, like, we thought we had a job, like, starting here at 97.3. Hey, we're the new morning show. We show up, get off the elevator, and go, who are you guys?
Uh-uh.
No, we didn't contact you at all. What? No, you hired us for the new morning show. No, someone's been having some fun with you guys,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, that's not. It's probably Dorn. He loves to give the new guys.
That is Don't Do This for a Monday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Padres wrap-up coming up next. 5-3 win over the St. Louis Cardinals. The Brooms were out last night at Petco Park, and we'll talk about it next on 97.3 The Fan.